And then every once in a while, something more incisive happens, and you go, oh, well, this is really it. And then you wake up from that sooner or later. You may not agree. If you think about it, you may have a different view. But I can't come up with any other characterization of what actually happens for all of us, for all human beings, other than we just keep waking up. And finding ourselves in the middle of whatever. And whatever we think about it, whatever we feel about it, whatever evaluation we happen to make of it, whatever our judgments about it are, whatever our ideas about it are, doesn't seem to matter much because we just keep waking up. What does it matter when you wake up in the morning? What idea you have after you wake up? The more essential experiencing was waking up. Oh, here I am. And at some point, after you've gone to work or gone to school or gone wherever you've gone, you kind of, oh, I'm in school. Oh, I'm at, you kind of notice, oh, I just had lunch. It's just a repetitive noticing. So if somebody can convince me, I'm more than happy to entertain any other notions that something is going on other than we just keep waking up and saying, oh, so this is what's going on. I can't figure out or perceive anything other than that. And I've given this a lot of attention and a lot of consideration and a lot of thought and a lot of study and a lot of everything else. But all my research says that's all we're doing ever.
Well, I'm not disagreeing at all, but I just want to find out the other implication is that we must be going to sleep all the time if we're waking up all the time. So if there's, I guess it's I don't have a disagreement at all, but it just sort of implies that we must be going to sleep all the time as well. So is that also always going on?
Not as far as I can tell.
Not as far as I can tell either, but it seemed interesting. Hmm.
So waking up seems the right term to me only because it's so much similar to actually waking up in the morning from sleep.
Yeah, it's funny because I have absolutely no quarrels and I have absolutely no different experience, but it just made me wonder. And I don't have the experience. I literally can relate exactly to what you're saying and see no...
And I'm not saying that's the be-all and end-all, I have the answer and that's it. That's just as far as I cannot get anywhere beyond that characterization because I can't find anything else going on.
Sure, and it, as you describe it, it's interesting because that's been my experience for as long as I can remember as well. I remember, you know, that literally that's my experience, but it just sort of has, you know, if there's what's in between the waking up is all.
So it's not, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I can tell, best I can tell, it's not that we go to sleep and we keep waking up, it's just that we keep waking up.
Yeah.
And waking up in that sense is synonymous, maybe a more accurate way to say it, is we just keep noticing what's going on.
Sure.
And that noticing feels like a kind of a waking up if you really key into it.
And
often occurs as a kind of waking up, just moment to moment.
And it is my personal noticing that there is no in-between. There is no kind of, it's just interesting. I just never.
Yeah, there's no in-between.
There's just no in-between.
Waking up again and saying, oh, now that.
Yeah, there is no in-betweens, but it's interesting.